Race, class, and sexuality in the black church were the topics for a gathering this past weekend in Chicago. The so-called Souls of Fire conference included academics, activists, and artists. NPR's Jason DeRose reports.
The Souls of Fire opening worship service began in the Old Stone University Church in Hyde Park on Chicago's South Side with the hymn We've Come This Far by Faith, and the opening litany recalled those who've struggled against oppression. Gay and lesbian issues are usually a side point at academic religious conferences, but they're central to Souls of Fire. Every panel included gay and lesbian African Americans. Jahari Jabir teaches religion at the University of California at Santa Barbara and helped organize the conference.
We're not being invited this time to the table. We're doing the inviting, and it makes a big difference.
He says gay and lesbian African Americans frame issues in a different way than the wider culture does. Jabir gives as an example the debate over same-sex marriage.
Marriage equality has a kind of inherent presumption, right? That's about class. That actually may not be a way for black, gay, and lesbian people to enter the conversation. So we want to first talk about what are the fictions around what a family is before we start legalizing somebody else's version of what a family means.
Jabir says because the church is often at the center of African-American communities, it's the perfect place to discuss such issues. But sexuality in black churches is taboo, according to Pacific School of Religion's Ann Jefferson. She says this is especially true when it comes to gay and lesbian church musicians and worship leaders. She says many, such as herself, have begun to tire of the open secret.
As long as you don't begin to advocate for those issues or for those people, you can move relatively safely, but always sort of on the edge and live oftentimes much like an exile within your own homeland.
Religion can be either a sort of catalyzer of revolution, or it can work to sort of opiate people.
Reverend Lanice Pinkert moderated a panel called Unholy Ghosts, Decolonizing the Churches of Our Youth.
This notion that we must suffer and we must go through and we can't really fight against the causes of suffering, that suffering is transformative and redemptive, that would be something that's opiating and that has rendered black people for many, many years innocuous in the face of all kinds of varying forms of oppression.
But Pinkert says this darker side of Christianity shouldn't eclipse the liberation it can also bring.
Martin King, Malcolm X, Sojourner Truth, Diane Nash, Bob Moses, you know, Howard Thurman, A. Philip Randolph, all of these people said that they were catalyzed and that there was the revolutionary force of the spirit acting in and through them that gave them the internal freedom, the existential freedom, to fight for not only their freedom, but the freedom of other people who were in their midst.
The tricky part is keeping people focused on the many forms of oppression that need freedom fighters and not just race or just sexuality. The Center for Lesbian and Gay Studies in Religion and Ministry, which sponsored the conference, hopes to expand the discussion of race and ethnicity. In the coming year, it will establish roundtables on Asian American and Latino experiences in the church. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Chicago.